You're listening to SBS News. Leon Rury and Ash Penfold are two men on a shared mission. The Māori man from New Zealand and Noongar man from Western Australia met in Perth, where they each founded charities that promote mental health and well-being through Indigenous culture. Leon started Haka for Life as a way of empowering men to speak about depression, anxiety and suicide in 2017.
As part of my journey in life to sort of, find my purpose in life and discover who I truly was. And on that journey, I did a self-development course, and a part of that course was creating a community event that had a positive impact on the community. And from that, I created Haka for Life. I'm passionate about men, especially around suicide prevention and the way that men show up in life, based upon my own struggles and journey in life. And so I created the first Anzac Day Haka in 2017 to be performed up at King's Park. And it was just in relation to the battle and the war that suicide is waging against our men in our country and men worldwide. I saw that there was sort of a duality there and an opportunity to bring them together, not only honouring the war in the Anzac sense, but also making a stand for this war on suicide that's coming and having men express themselves powerfully.
Seeing the success Haka for Life had in bringing people together, Ash then established a like-minded charity, Corroboree for Life, to promote mental health and well-being through traditional Aboriginal cultures.
It was a suicide with one of my cousins, and at that time I met my dad for the second or third time during that. And for me, I had a moment during the ceremony or the funeral that I was just over and sick of our community only usually getting together either in protest or funerals. What he is doing for his culture is what I want to do for my culture, is just empower him. And having a haka here on Whadjuk Noongar country here in Perth, hey, it makes sense that the Aboriginal mob show up.
Their partnership culminated in 2018 when they brought hundreds of men, women and children together to perform a Noongar Corroboree and Māori haka for the first time following the Anzac Day dawn service at Perth's King's Park. The stirring images were seen and shared by millions around the world.
It was a surreal moment. I recall the morning of Anzac, it was still dark and I had a moment where I was in the car park and everyone was there, and I took a moment just to look out to everybody. I think I looked at Leon and I said, hey man, look at what we created.
The Corroboree and Haka will be performed at Perth's King's Park again this Anzac Day, but won't be included in the official dawn service. Across Australia, there are still restrictions on Indigenous cultural ceremonies during formal proceedings on Anzac Day, with various state RSL branches imposing bans on ceremonies and flying the Aboriginal flag. But there are signs that Indigenous-led commemorations of war are growing. Leon has flown to Sydney, where the Haka for Life will be performed alongside the Coloured Diggers March on Anzac Day in Sydney for the first time. The march on Gadigal country was started to bring attention to the sacrifices and achievements of Indigenous servicemen and women, as well as the discrimination they faced in Australia. Current Aboriginal servicemen, like Flight Lieutenant Shane Phillips, say the march continues to be an important part of Anzac Day.
In the old days, lots of people served and they ended up being in the back of the marches or even not being recognised. And it was a good positive way of bringing people back together and healing this process. It was a healing process.
For Leon, it's an opportunity to bring something he helped create on Noongar country all the way to Gadigal country.
This is a great healing for our nation. The fact that we started this in Perth through Haka for Life and Corroboree for Life, and now that we're taking it around the country to be able to share this, because I can see a great movement in the future, and in addition to Anzac Day, that is really only going to strengthen our country and the spirit of the Anzacs.
cultural service in service of the nation. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.